The discussion at Wisconsin's Capitol includes examples of online voter registration, its implementation, data sharing costs, security, accuracy, and convenience. Tammy Patrick is Federal Compliance Officer for Elections in Maricopa County, Arizona, where they have online voter registration. She explains, tax dollars are saved in processing each form because the voter enters the information into the system.
So basically, for every one of those that we see, we save 80 cents right off the bat, and there are additional savings as well. In a four-year period, we had 1.7 million registration forms come through the online system, and it saved us $1.4 million in a four-year period in one county.
At the state level, Patrick says they saved about $4 million over the time they've had the online system in place. She says savings are also seen in printing costs, a reduction of 83%. From $80,000 per year down to less than $15,000. Patrick says any new system going into place must be mobile ready.
We really feel that online voter registration helps voters who are challenged by time and distance, like our military and overseas voters, by voters who have mobility concerns, by voters who are using assistive technology. They have that on their own PCs and are able to therefore vote and register to vote independently. And it really does streamline the Election Day process.
Patrick says it costs about $125,000 a year to maintain the system. She says nobody is pushing to get rid of paper forms just yet, but stresses online registration continues to grow. Arizona was the first state in the nation to implement online voter registration 12 years ago. Currently, 18 states offer the option. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.